Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul, and follow us daily on our blog, divaabdul.com. There you can join our Google Plus page. We have an e-newsletter, which is free. You just type in your email address. That's all you have to do. It's completely private. I have no access to that newsletter at all. I might be the only one getting it. I have no idea. And Facebook, Diva Days is our friend page, and Diva Days for Lives is our like page. I'd like to thank everyone who's been joining both pages. We really appreciate it. And also we're on iTunes after much hell and torment, so you can subscribe to our page there on iTunes, and you'll automatically have all of our latest shows updated, and hopefully we'll have an interview announcement coming up shortly, so make sure to keep an eye on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, the blog.
Yeah.
And, yes, you don't want to miss this one. It's an exclusive interview, too. So that's what's really cool. Please, yes.
No shirts required for the guests, by the way.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and he hasn't done a Blog Talk Radio interview before, so and all of our interviews are call-in, so I'm sure our buddy Kenneth will like to call in for this particular guest.
Yes, I've already talked to Kenneth about that one.
Oh, yeah, I sent him a DM, too. I said, save the date. So, so we have a date. We're just waiting. Of course, if you follow Ann on Twitter, you probably already figure out who it is. So, yes.
A lot of great clues there.
Yes, there's a ton of clues. Anna, why don't you say hello to everybody, your Twitter handle.
Oh, yes. Hello, everybody. And, yes, you can follow me on at Causey Hooch on Twitter. And you can also, if you enjoy Rafe and Kate, you can follow at Rafe Fans as well.
And we have Mary Ann here today.
Hi, everyone. And I'm mama at _ hooch on Twitter.
There you go. So everybody knows how to find us and say hello. And we're all very friendly. Please tweet us. And
Yeah.
We're pretty cool with that. So, and we also want to give a shout-out, coincidentally, to Sean Douglas, who plays Fargus on Days. It is his birthday. So make
That's
sure
right.
Make sure you. Let me see if I can. It's at the Sean _ Douglas, and Sean is spelled S-E-A-N, and Douglas is spelled D-O-U-G-L-A-S. So the Sean _ Douglas.
Yes.
So.
Birthday.
Yeah, and I just tweeted.
Today.
Yeah. So yes. I just tweeted to him, so anybody can. Look up my tweets, and and Marianne tweeted to him too. Happy birthday! So yeah, well, that's awesome.
I tried to catch him first thing this morning, but he must be out having fun today. He hasn't been playing.
I'm sure he's celebrating. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Celebrate your birthday. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'd
maybe
be happy
we can
to
ask
help him celebrate.
Yeah, maybe we can ask him sometime how his birthday went.
There you go. Hey, that would be great.
Yeah.
We should do that soon, shouldn't we? Hoochie soon.
Yes, very soon. Also, follow our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka because they're awesome. And they just had our anniversary last weekend, right? That was last weekend.
That's right.
They were
celebrating on Mary Ann's birthday.
Yeah, they were down the Florida Keys.
Yeah. I still haven't heard how the dessert restaurant went. Sounded amazing.
Mm. Mm.
Of course, Bob would claim that he's the dessert, but we all know that's not true. He's not sweet enough. So if you like a little spice with your dessert, there you go.
So, Anna, yeah. Do you want to start us off with, I'm sure something happened this week with Rafe and Kate.
Oh, just a little something.
A lot of Kate this week.
Yes, finally. Gosh, man, it's been, you know, we go through these periods of time where we don't see Kate and Rafe much, and people love them, and it's hard, you know, when we have to wait 3 or 4 days to see them again. But, yes, the week started out with Kate finding Rafe, beaten up and half dead, and she was really sweet, you know. She was like, you know, you have to make it. I can't live without you. Oh, she's so cute. Anyway, so it was really sweet. She called 911, got the police, got the ambulance there and everything. And so, of course, now the whole week there's this mystery about Rafe, that we can, you know, about who clubbed Rafe over the head and kicked him half to death. So that's going to be an ongoing thread here for a while. And but anyway, she, you know, went to the hospital and, you know, they were all there and everything, and, you know, it's very obvious that she's in love with him. I mean, you know, I think that gets confirmed on Monday's show. But, you know, it's obvious that she broke up with him just because she was afraid of Stefano. So, and so that leads up to something hilarious. That so she thinks, while she's at the hospital, she realizes Stefano probably had something to do with Rafe being half dead. So she races over to the mansion, storms in, and you've got Stefano, EJ, and Sammy in there. And she, you know, quickly accuses Stefano of being the one to try to off Rafe as revenge and out of jealousy, since she and Rafe are lovers. And so the look on Stefano's face clearly said that he had no idea. So she immediately realizes, oops. In the meantime, Sammy, you know, while Stefano's trying to collect himself from the shock of finding this out, Sammy is like, wait a minute, you must have misspoken here. You know. So those scenes were pretty hilarious with Sammy realizing. And, of course, EJ had already figured it out a long time ago. He had figured it out when he saw them. Rafe and Kate interacting rather cozily when Gabby was in the hospital a few months ago. So, you know, EJ already knew. But anyway, Kate basically spilled the beans on herself and then realized very quickly that Stefano didn't know. But it also meant that Sammy now did know. And those scenes were hilarious. As Sammy just like, ew. It makes me mad that they write it that way because, I mean, Kate's the hottest woman on the show. Come on, really, seriously. But you know, Sammy's like, ew, you know. But anyway, so as she processes the whole Kate and Rafe, her ex, you know, slept together, whole thing, you know, it's rather interesting. And then Kate leaves. But not before. This was one of my favorite moments of the week. And she's like, Sammy's like, who would be crazy enough, or who would be, I can't remember the word she uses, crazy enough.
You're an idiot,
or,
yes.
Yeah, a big enough idiot to sleep with you. And Kate takes one hand one direction and one hand the other direction and says, well, these two did.
Who did?
And the looks on their faces.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great moment.
That was a great Kate moment. I mean, oh, that is so classic.
Well, those two did.
Oh, I loved it. That was hilarious. And the look on both their faces, especially EJ's face, like, oh, shoot, I wish somebody would, you know, had called me on that one. You know, how awkward is that, you know? But that, like, these two boys were now in trouble kind of thing, like, uh-oh, we're busted, you know. But it was cute. But anyway, just a classic Kate. I'm so glad Kate got the best of her on that because, you know, I love Cammy. I love Kate and Sammy. They're hilarious together, and they're always entertaining. And Lauren and Allie have always seemed to enjoyed working together, so it's fun to watch them on screen. But that was perfect, especially since a few months ago, everybody was dumping on Kate. And it's like Kate couldn't couldn't win anything. You know, she couldn't win any argument. She was the worst in the worst person in the world. Nobody would have anything to do with her. They were all bashing her. And so it was nice for Kate to get to one-up Sammy for a change, you know, because it's been a while. So anyway, so then, you know, we go back to the hospital. And, of course, Rafe, you know, basically in a coma. And but there was some, during the week, there were some great scenes with Wilson and Kate. Those were really sweet. I mean, they were really concerned about her and everything. And I was just really, you know, those were, I love those scenes. And then Kate had scenes with Hope, where Hope busted her for sleeping with, you know, basically Kate went to the, Kate and Hope were both at the hospital for a while. And then, like, one day Kate went in to the police department and sat down and talked to Hope for a while. And she's not saying anything about the fact that she had a relationship with Rafe, but she's just like, you better get the person who did this, and da da da. And, of course, Hope is thinking EJ or Stefano, and, you know, they basically compared notes, and Kate's like, yeah, I thought the same thing, too. And then Hope eventually busts her and says, you know, she knows that, she's like, why didn't you tell me you and Rafe were sleeping together? And I thought that was kind of funny. And then there was a line that I was like, I've never heard, I don't know if I've ever heard Kate say this word before, so it cracked me up. It just seemed sort of out of place for Kate, but it still was funny. But at some point she was like, she got back on Hope and was like, you know, cut me some friggin' slack, would you? It's so funny coming from Kate, I don't know. But friggin', I don't know. I don't think Kate would use the word friggin'. But anyway, it was just, you know, it's obvious Kate has deep feelings for Rafe. And Hope was, you know, somehow, I can't remember how Hope figured it out, but she did. She figured out that they had been lovers. So anyway, so she was like, you didn't think that was important to tell me? And, you know. So they did, but they had some great scenes. She and Chris, Lauren and Christian had some great scenes together. And then, you know, I really enjoyed watching them together. And then, Gabby and Kate had some sweet scenes together. Kate was trying to be real supportive and hugged her and was trying to help her, you know, have hope and everything. And I'm trying to think. Kate also had some scenes with EJ early in the week. So, I mean, I guess he was thanking her sarcastically for the lovely wedding gift or engagement gift that Kate had given to Sammy, i.e. the gun. And she was like, you know, well, the mere woman should always be prepared or something, you know, something smart. And so, you know, they had some good scenes. So Kate had scenes with everybody this week. It was amazing. I mean, I wish she did on even more, but I could never get enough Kate, but it was really nice to see Kate around and really interacting with everybody. And so starting next week, we're going to see her probably a lot with Rafe at the hospital. And trying to think, did I leave anything out on Kate? I'm sure there were a lot of other scenes, but I think that was the main.
Did you mention Kate and Lucas?
Oh, thank you. Yes, that was hilarious. Because, there were some Lumi scenes at the hospital, which I always love Lumi scenes. And Sammy's telling, you know, basically talking to Lucas as if he already knows that Kate and Rafe were an item. And he has no clue, and so she basically spills the beans to him. She goes, well, I guess I should be the one to tell you then. And he was like, oh, my gosh, my mother sure knows how to pick them and, you know, how embarrassing kind of thing and, you know. But those were the scenes. If you haven't seen those scenes, just go back and watch them. I think they were on Thursday. They were really cute. And then later on, he sees Kate he meets Kate at the coffee shop, and they talk. And he's like, "Yeah, you really know how to pick them," or something. My ex-husband, or something. And the uncle to your great grandchild. So anyway, poor Lucas. But so they talked a bit. And, you know, but I love Kate and Lucas scenes, love Lumi scenes. So, I mean, really, this week, honest to God, had a lot of great things in it. I mean, some weeks I'm kind of down on the show, but there were some really good parts to it. And this whole, and I'll turn the time over to you guys, but it's a lot going through Salem right now with the whole mystery of who clubbed Rafe and tried to kill him, and you know, they're really laying the they're really setting the tone for a mystery there with it. Could it be EJ? Could it be Nick? Could it be this thug that got out of prison that Kate was or that Hope was supposed to be watching, but she never got the letter because Sierra moved the letter away from her desk, and so she never saw it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of mystery going on right now in Salem. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, yep, that's what I recall of Kate.
Well, I have to say when Kate announced that she was sleeping with Rafe, I've never seen Stefano so pissed off. He didn't even say a word. He just sat there and shot daggers at her out of his eye.
Yeah. Oh,
the
yes.
entire time.
Yeah.
He was so pissed.
Yeah, he never
and
did
he,
say anything.
Didn't he throw his drink? I mean, until later.
Oh, yeah.
After everyone was gone, and he got really pissed and threw the glass and everything at the fireplace.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you can tell he's mad.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how long we thought he knew. We were thinking he knew, but he didn't.
Yeah. See, I just assumed.
But she just got herself in trouble, you know.
Stefano always knows, so, you know, I just assumed.
Yeah, usually he does. You know, you would think he would have.
NBC Days was laying a trap for us on that one because they tweeted a few weeks ago, do you think Stefano knows? And everyone's like, of course he knows, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
But apparently he didn't. So.
Well, they were kissing in public, though, too. So you would think someone eventually would have, you know, said something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But that was pretty, that was
think
great.
EJ
I mean,
suspected. You know, I think EJ suspected.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah, I think he kind of knew. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's thrilled, too, that Sammy knows that
yeah.
her saint ex-husband up with her enemy. I mean,
you know. So who do you guys think it is? Do you think it's this prisoner that was released, or who do you think?
That's what I'm thinking now. I mean,
yeah,
EJ
I think it's
and,
the prisoner.
Yeah, EJ
but everyone
and,
else thinks it's EJ.
And Nick
or,
are too obvious. Nick
yeah.
and EJ. And EJ is the least, I mean, Hope, I mean, they need, Hope needs to go back to detective school if that's what she's basing her. Really, Hope? He right away is like, even Sammy came in and said, you know, every time there's a murder in his town, everybody either looks at me or EJ. You know, and it's like, it's always the Damaris. So it could never be anybody else. And I'm thinking maybe a little Sierra caused all this by not giving her mother by hiding that envelope.
Yes.
In a roundabout way, she caused Rafe to. Yeah, because it's probably an alert that this guy got out of prison. And maybe, do you think maybe it's somebody from Rafe's past or something that he put in jail years ago, and this guy's out for revenge, and it was, they sent a letter to warn them that he's out and he might go on after Rafe? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm also wondering, is this the guy that Vargas was protecting Nick from? I don't know, but...
Could be, yeah, because he did say hello to Nick. No, they do know each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder because.
But,
But
I like how everyone was accusing EJ, and he just was standing there. There was one scene he was standing there, just had this grin on his face, like, like thinking to himself, "Why didn't I think of that?" You know, he was just like, "I know I didn't do it, but." Boy, I'm glad someone did. Or why didn't I think of that?
Right.
But yeah, he was enjoying it.
Did anyone notice that? That Rafe has the same thingies on his forehead that EJ had a couple years ago when he had the thingies on his head when Sammy put a bullet through it.
Oh, okay. I wonder if they're using the same tube that they used on like Tony when he died. You know. When he was in the hospital, he had one of those things in his hand.
Probably.
That's pretty gross.
Oh, man. Let's not think about that one.
Yeah.
Ray's so lucky he had Kayla and Cameron working on him. He didn't have Dr. Dan there checking out his lymph nodes or anything.
At least he might have a shot. Lexi, may she rest in peace, is not his primary care physician.
I gotta say though, it really bugged me that Kayla seemed to let Cameron take the lead. You know, yeah. I mean, I thought that was really quite sexist. And Dave says that all the time. So I remember when I interviewed Renee Jones a year ago. And I asked her, do you feel Lexi's taken a backseat to Daniel? And she didn't think so. But, I mean, I clearly remember a scene. Lexi was so shaken up about something, she was shaking. And
yeah.
Daniel was telling her to pull herself together, but she didn't have to see them a problem with it. But, I mean, you never see Daniel freak. The only time you see Daniel freak out was when his hands were shaking and he took out Jennifer's appendix at the cabin. That's the only time I've ever seen him freak out about something.
I think I skipped that episode, mercifully. You know, I was thinking, too, that when they first brought Rafe in, there's all this commotion out in the foyer, then they put him in the room, and, like, nobody's in there really working on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, even when the machine started beeping, and that's they're supposed to get that information at the nurse's station when someone's machine's going off. And Gabby had to go and run and tell everybody to go treat Dan. I was like, well, where the hell are you people? It didn't make any sense to me.
It's
kind of
funny.
I'm surprised why that guy with the flowers, you know, didn't get in there.
Yeah.
Everybody always gets into the hospital room somehow. But this guy, you know, and he's a criminal, and he couldn't get in. It's like, okay.
Remember when EJ went up to the security guy and said he wanted to go in and see Rafe, and he's like, no. And it was just so hilarious. It was just, no. You have to see that scene to really see it, because it was just absolutely
like EJ went in.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, it just, you know, it was just like, I don't, you know, give a crap who you are, you're not getting in. I just thought it was really funny. do you want to tell us about Eugenie this week? So there was a lot going on. Marianne.
What, with Eugenie? With them together, I know, well, Sammy's defending him, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, she's defending him about all these accusations and stuff, but then she's also in the back of her mind, she's thinking of, you know, she's having her doubts, I guess you could say,
mm-hmm.
to herself. They're showing all these different flashbacks. But in speaking of Sammy today, I just wanted to, I don't know what look she was trying to go for, but didn't she look like she was like that little private Catholic school girl the other day with that sweater?
Mm-hmm.
But,
yes.
That sweater, the sweater,
yes.
And the hair, I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know if I liked that. I don't know. First of all, I was like, oh. She just, I don't like that anyway. But other than EJ and Sammy, most of it was based around her defending EJ. And then I guess a little with Johnny. I guess Hope is trying to base it on, I guess EJ is supposed to be taking the jacket to meet Rafe. And that's kind of, and also the when they were talking about Johnny would rather stay with Rafe, and they
mm-hmm.
thinking that Rafe might be jealous. I mean, really? Or that EJ would be jealous of Rafe, and that could be a motive? I'm there. No, you know, that was kind of far-fetched. And then they were also saying about he's coming back to get Rafe because of him protecting Nicole, and that happened a long
mm-hmm.
time ago. So that whole thing, and Sammy was making all those, you know, making all those points to Hope and defending EJ. So that was good to see, but it's also good to see that she's, you know, still have your doubts because he could do that. You know, this, he still has it in him that he could do that. So
mm-hmm.
I like that she's having, you know, her doubts, but yet she's still defending him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, she really was nailing Gabby was telling Hope that EJ received a phone call and she overheard what he was saying, and
mm-hmm.
she thought he had someone get Rafe attack Rafe for him, and she was telling Hope all this, which is all pertinent information, and Sammy is just acting like, you know, Rafe and, you know, EJ would never do such a thing. It was just kind of hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It And Hope's like, oh, he's never liked you. And then Sammy started flashing back to all the times that he did. So I thought that was really interesting.
And then, well,
did,
Gabby.
Sammy did have kind of a hot kiss maybe a couple times at the mansion. I was like, there were a few times I was like, ooh, that was hot.
Well, they're always hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
They always are, yeah. And then even Gabby, when she was always blaming EJ, then she came when Hope told her about the bag, that there was no bag of whatever, what is it, cookies or something that she likes, a certain thing that she likes at the bakery. And she started thinking about Nick, so she's kind of having her doubts about Nick, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was interesting.
I think the writing's pretty good.
Yeah, Will and Sunny haven't gone to Hope yet, have they? With what they know about what rates the longest way. They haven't. This was kind of strange. You would think, because right there, that's a big motive for Nick.
Yeah, I think
bigger
they were
than
EJ's
anyway.
Right. I think they were going to, but then they saw Nick and Gabby leave the hospital and decided to follow them. So they kind of got distracted from talking to Hope. So I think that's why they didn't just didn't quite get around to it yet. Then Sunny was investigating Nick's parking ticket stub. Parking stub.
Yeah, and they seem to think he couldn't have done it now or something.
Yeah. So I had to see the beat up, Race getting beat up, that was a pretty graphic, beat down. I was cringing and I'm watching it. I mean, he looked like he really did get the crap beat out of him. You know when they were actually showing.
I hate stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not a person. I hate gory stuff. I think it's gross. I think it's odd people like that.
I don't like that at all.
I'm just saying, of course we're female because, you know, I just think that's kind of like a men thing. But they like beatdowns, but it is pretty tough. Usually, you could tell when it's fake. They're throwing punches and they're not connecting at all and stuff like that. But it looked like he was really getting hurt and he had blood in his teeth and, it was pretty bad. Let's see what else was going on with that. Oh, I have to say, I think my favorite scene was Johnny and Sierra.
He's a Demera, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Just a little bigger.
Look over there.
Johnny is definitely EJ and Sammy's child. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
The little devilish look he gave.
Oh, yeah. Someone already made that into an avatar or a GIF, I guess, whatever you want to call it. Smirking. It was really funny. He distracted Sierra and took the picture from her. And I was kind of making fun of it when I was doing my tweets. That's kind of a joke they do on Twitter is squirrel. It's just to distract people from something. You just yell squirrel. So if you notice on Twitter, when people are talking and saying squirrel, that's what they're talking about. So I typed in squirrel to get a picture for the blog, for the tweets. It's a squirrel with a big peanut hanging out of his mouth. The cat says, I like big nuts and I cannot lie. And it's just so funny because it's kind of ripping on Baby Got Back. Anyway, I thought that was a keeper. I thought that was hilarious. It's one of those things. If you want to know how my mind works, it's kind of distracting. Sierra, which leads to squirrels, and that leads to Sir Mix-a-Lot. The squirrel thing works on me quite a bit. I just get distracted and go off on a tangent. Yeah, so Johnny has the picture, and I think at the end of the episode, Sierra figures out that she doesn't have the picture anymore. And the end of the scene was funny. Was Sarah kind of ran off from Caroline at the square, and Caroline and Nicole were having a heart to heart, which is funny because I mean, how often does that happen? And
right.
Yeah, and it was funny. Caroline said Sammy was an idiot about 5 seconds after Eric told Brady he's an idiot. So that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Everybody tells Brady he's an idiot.
How
many times have you been told he's an idiot? Even we're saying that he's an idiot. You know?
But the true idiot, though, is Kristen and Sean. Because Kristen finally found true love. She found the perfect man. She found a hot dumbass that she can completely manipulate and will do anything for her. I mean, she's got the perfect man.
And she still wants revenge on John. Give up, lady.
Yes. Yeah. And John's willing to give up his entire family in order to take one for the team and have sex with Kristen. You know, he's just going to hate it, too, you know, having sex with a beautiful woman. That's just going to be such sheer torture for him. And, he's going to give up his whole family. And the thing is, too, to me, Drake and Eileen just don't have chemistry anymore either because he's aged more than she has. And so it just kind of comes off as creepy, and she kind of looks like she's better with Brady than with John. So, I don't know. What the hell was I talking about? Oh, Caroline Nicole. So that was funny. They're talking about what an idiot Sammy was. And then Nicole was saying how much Eric has helped her. And Caroline says, oh, it's a good thing you're not in love with him. So I thought that was cute. And then Johnny and Sarah had the picture exchange. So those are really cute things. I think that was Friday. And Mary and I were talking about
that envelope
for the
that
show.
Envelope making the rounds around Salem. You know, everybody's, you know. So funny.
Yeah, I thought Friday was a good episode. I know you weren't that impressed with it, but I thought Friday was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I was trying, that's when it happens when you're trying to catch up and do other things and trying to watch the last show of the week. I probably did miss things, you know. So. Was it Daniel and Jennifer? Anybody want to talk? I remember.
That
whole JJ and I don't know. Is anybody? How's everybody like it? JJ?
I'm not impressed at all.
No. A lot of times new characters are like that. You know, but I don't know.
But he's another one of those people they hired who was a model and really didn't have any acting experience.
Right. Yeah, you can tell. You can always tell. You know, the actors from the models,
So, yeah. I don't think
he's that great looking either. Of course, he's a kid, so I don't know. I don't think he's that attractive. I don't know. I guess he's supposed to be, 17 or something? I don't know.
Yeah, they said he was 17.
He's the bad boy. Because he's the bad boy of the Horton family, I guess.
Does he look like the bad boy of the Horton family? Or does he
look
like the cute little baseball player of the family?
That's what he looks like, but they're trying to make him the bad boy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when they bring people in. I mean, it's nothing, I don't have anything against the kid, you know, but I hate it when they bring in characters that are so obviously meant to contrive, it's so contrived to make, you know, drama for Danifer or whatever. It's like, oh, please, I wish they could come up with
a novel. Of course he's
going to
give Daniel trouble now. He's going to be the best. Yeah, he's going to.
Yeah, I wish he
could do
something more novel than that.
Yeah.
I mean, why not make it the opposite, where they become BFFs and Jennifer's jealous of their relationship? Something different. I don't know. I just find that annoying. It's nothing against the kid that's playing. And I guess I don't like Jennifer anyway.
I guess. They have to find
Maybe
somebody.
Maybe I'll start rooting for him
I'll start rooting for JJ to ruin their relationship. I don't know. But,
I have to say, he's the lamest bad boy ever. I mean, his big claim to fame is he broke Daniel's MP3 player. Ooh, he's such a badass. Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, big freaking deal. Yeah. Seriously, my 8-year-old could have done that. That's not very impressive. I mean, Johnny stealing that picture from Ciara was more impressive than JJ smashing an MP3 player of Daniel's out of spite. I mean, it was stupid. It was so juvenile. And I have to say, though, he does kind of look like Jack a little bit if he had the blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does have.
But, I don't know. When he's kind of wearing, like, walking around and sailing with Letterman's jacket, it doesn't quite strike me as, badass. So,
yeah, the jacket he's
pulled
wearing,
out.
That's a varsity jacket is what it looks like. They used to give, football players on that. Yeah, a little varsity jacket. Mm-hmm.
It would have been cool, though, if they would have him be a burnout. Like, give him a leather jacket, put on some piercings,
if he
a few tattoos.
Dealing the drugs, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But then preppy kids deal drugs, too, so.
Oh, absolutely.
In fact, probably more so. Probably more so than the ones that wear the leather jackets and the. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it still kind of cracks me up, though. But I think someone with a leather jacket, though, would come up with something better than smashing an MP3 player. But Daniel's probably like, oh, great, now I can get an iPod. You know what I mean? He probably doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. So, yeah, so the whole thing wasn't much to talk about. I actually enjoyed Chad and Abby more this week. They were kind of cute. Did you guys catch them
I didn't catch much of theirs because I was trying to just watch mainly I'm going to go back and watch those because they did seem like they were cute. The scenes that I did kind of catch a little bit of.
And so part where she was helping him, somebody called off or something, and so she stayed and helped him with stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're cute together.
I like
them
a lot better
now than they are now. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's more chemistry. It's more, they're funnier. I don't know. I just like it. And you can tell Chad just like, well, she didn't say no. That was cute at the end. I did see that scene where he was like, when she left, stormed out and left. And he said, well, she didn't say no. Because he was like, I know I screwed up. I know she's like, you think? And when he was like, is there any chance for me? Do I have any chance at all? And then she's just like, I think you can handle it from here. And she leaves. He's like, he kind of almost turns to the camera and says, well, she didn't say no. And the look on his face is really cute. So, yeah, I'm finding I'm enjoying that little triangle now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really interesting. Yeah, they were really cute. So it looks like from what Neville was tweeting this week, last week it came out about they're casting a guy that sounds pretty much like Casey. Neville saying Casey's not leaving. So
Now
he was still.
Well, I hope they give him more
to
do, a bigger role or do something with him.
Anyway, that's what
I kind of thought. Maybe
make him a Demera, a true Demera.
I thought he was on his way out.
I think he's still dating Molly. So I thought, since she's gone, maybe he would leave too.
Are they back together?
Yeah. Yeah, they reunited. Yeah.
Oh, they did. Oh, shit, I missed that bit of news. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they kind of decided to keep it on the down low, which basically, everybody kept asking them about the other one. So I think now they decided just to not really say anything. So let's see what else happened this week. The whole Briston thing. That was funny. Briston was funny this week. you kind of sort of had the impression this week she had a screw loose. I mean, like, more than just
being there's a lot of screws loose.
Before you just kind of thought, she's a vindictive bitch, and maybe she's kind of obsessed with revenge. But, I mean, this week, it's like she was hearing voices in her head. I mean, it was a little bit more hardcore than that. Yeah, she was, the mansion was getting decorated for the wedding. This wedding is allegedly the next day, whichever day that's going to be, I guess sometime this week. And she just kept hearing these. She's getting conflicted between marrying Brady and going through with her plan. And she went over to the flowers and started crumbling them and smashing them after having all these voices in her head. And Brady comes in and sees her. And she's trying to convince him basically to dump her because she says that it's because of her family, what happened to Rafe. And he has to know that he's marrying her family, but she's not going to disown them. She kind of went that way towards him and tried to get him to break up with her. Of course, that's not good enough for Brady. That's not a good enough reason for him to dump her. You know?
She was giving him an out, you know? That's what she said.
Yeah, she tried.
I'm giving you an out, Brady. Yes. Before I ruin your life and screw you over, you know? Get out now. No, not Brady.
poor Brady.
Poor Brady.
Yeah.
I always remind myself that he's in charge of a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate as well. It always kind of surprises me when I remember that. So, let's hope he's not as clueless in that arena as he is in love.
He's never worked either. He ever does everything over his cell phone.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you
never see business. That's one thing they don't do. There's no business meetings at Titan anymore.
No.
Nothing. And if you notice, they don't do any kind of business, you know, scenes or anything. Everything's over the phone.
Well,
even EJ.
Tim Lucas are in charge of Mad World, so that's, you know, when Vision, he always doesn't have to worry about too much. You know what I mean? So they seem to have that under control.
Also, I hope that they have some good rape sex flashbacks while he's in the hospital. We've got to have something to tide us over.
Yeah, you know what's funny, though, too? I just remember Lucas told Kate that her having an affair with Rafe was inappropriate because Rafe is going to be her great-grandbaby's uncle and you know, and that how he's Sammy's ex-husband. It's like, who's Lucas the judge? He married sisters.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
I think marrying sisters is more inappropriate than Kate having sex with her ex-daughter-in-law's ex-husband. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
that was an odd choice of words.
Because my ex,
I could think of a lot of words he could say, but that was...
You're having sex with my ex-wife's ex-husband. That's how
my
ex-wife's ex-husband.
That was a lot of thinking for Lucas to have to do to get the math right on that.
You know, any relationship in Salem, you've got to stop and think. Okay, now wait. How are they related again? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Or Kate, you have to stop and think. Wait a minute. Is Kate and Rafe related? Okay, no. All right. So that's
there you go.
Yeah.
I had to laugh today when I was looking at my DVR and on SoapNet, the description for Days was the elements of romance, adventure, mystery, comedy, and drama are all presented in the lives of the citizens of the small Midwestern town of Salem.
show are they watching?
I was like, not on the same day and not all the time, that's for sure.
Whoa.
I was going to say, maybe every Wednesday or Thursday now and again, but not every day. Although this was a good week, I have to say. I mean, I guess as soon as they sleep, I forget sometimes when we're asleep. But I just had to look that up.
Yeah, I guess this whole mystery thing, you know, and how they're setting
it
up.
It's actually been pretty good lately. I gotta admit.
Mm-hmm.
It helps if I fast forward through Dannefer. That always helps.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually had to rewind to look at one of Jennifer's hairstyles this week, though. I was fast forward, and I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute! I got to go back and see how that was done." I was thinking, that's not even possible in the world of physics, but it was apparently because it was there. But anyway, so yeah.
What did she do? What did her hair look like? I don't remember.
I don't know, but it was like early in the week, and and they were making out, so I was fast forwarding through that part. But I know there was something; it just didn't look right. I don't know, but.
You're talking Jennifer.
Whatever. I mean, I like Missy Reeves. I have nothing against her. I don't get it. Because sometimes she can really, I mean, she's a beautiful woman. And sometimes I've seen her in print where she looks stunning. So I don't understand why she goes for the look that she does. Because like sometimes, like when JJ said, you don't even look like, you're not even wearing what you would normally wear. And I was like, thank God. I mean, what she was wearing was actually pretty cool looking, you know, and that particular day when he first came into Salem. And he had showed on this black dress. It was really kind of cute. And, you know, so sometimes she looks, you know, sometimes I like, but most of the time her hair and her outfits really don't do her justice, I don't think. So, and I don't know. And I don't see what Daniel sees in it either, because it's just like, he was used to sophisticated, slutty Chloe. And I'm just thinking, the Caroline Ingalls thing, I keep going back to that, but I don't know. I just don't get that part sometimes. Because, I mean, she is a beautiful woman. I don't know. I guess that's just the way she thinks Jennifer would dress. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it cracked me up when they were showing the Horton living room, the little console they had the MP3 player on initially, drew with a doily underneath it. I'm like, well, that's Jennifer right there.
Oh, that's right.
She has doilies. My mom still has doilies, and I don't know why. But I don't know. And they're plastic doilies, too. They're not even handmade.
Oh, man.
Crocheted doilies. They're plastic. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I mean, what the hell is the point of a doily?
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. I don't understand that. And she has, like, a plastic table cover, too, for the kitchen table. And that kind of looks like a doily. But the thing is, I don't know what the hell happened, but it, like, kind of adhered to the table, and now you can't really get it off. Like, it actually, some of it is still on the table.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God there's no plastic on the couch, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that might be good, given how much they make out on there, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That and Stefano's poor couch.
Jesus.
Yeah, that poor thing. You know, grease sacks and everything else on it.
That couch would talk. It would need its mouth washed out with soap. Hey, I just made that up on my own. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You can tweet that.
Oh, my.
Just heard on the Devo Duel. Oh, man.
If that couch can talk, it would have to wash its mouth out with soap.
Yeah, if the Demirin couch could talk, it'd have to have its mouth flushed out with soap.
Okay. How can we get Vargas into the Demansion, huh? We got to get him.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Oh,
ooh,
man. Yeah. Ooh, glad you brought him up. Woo.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah. I love it that he sticks it to Nick all the time. I love that. He's one of my Vargas is definitely one of my favorite characters, and I just love it how he sticks it to Nick on a regular basis. I mean, I don't mean literally, but you know, I love too how Nick had tripled his money in like 2 days. I mean, wow, the guy's a super genius. Must be a super genius. I mean, he gets 30 grand, he loses. he loses 30 grand to like a week, gets it back, and manages within a day to triple Vargas's earning, triple Vargas's money. I'm like, this guy does not need to be working for Kate DeMira. He needs, or Roberts. He needs to be in the stock market or something if he's that good. I loved how Vargas was like, yeah, you did a great job. Here's some money. I love that line. I couldn't make the baby shower. He goes, the invitation must have got lost in prison or something. He says, but here, I still want to give you a gift or something. So here, take this money. And Nick's like, no, just consider us even. I want to be done with this and everything. Mm-hmm. And then Vargas informs him that, he's by far not done with him. I thought, I love this. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So it sounds like we'll be seeing more of Vargas. Yay.
Yay.
You know, originally he was supposed to triple his money and then he was going to leave town. I'm like, no, don't leave town.
What do you think his first name is? Should we give him a first name?
Oh, man.
This is
the
contest. What do you
so
want
sexy?
What do you think
know.
His first name? I just wanted to stay Vargas, and it's one of
we
those never know his first name.
What he thinks Vargas' first name is. Hmm.
Yeah, or does he know? Or maybe they haven't even given him one yet.
Maybe not.
Mm.
I know Sean Douglas' dog is named Vargas. I thought that was cool.
Come up with a soap opera name. What's his soap
Vargas
opera?
Vargas has such a sexy thing about Vargas. I don't know. Maybe it's just
that's the mystery. Maybe it'll always be Vargas.
Yeah, but that's a really cool name. Whoever came up with that name rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and whoever came up with Kate and Rafe, I love them. I don't even care who they are. I love them. Even if it's a writer I've bashed in the past, I don't care. I love you.
Wonder whose idea that was.
Not real happy now, considering I'm going to be in the hospital for quite a while. But, you know, if anyone can revive, some of us were joking today, if anyone can revive a Mick Rafe, it's Kate.
My tweet about the Demira couch just got retweeted already by Natasha, which I believe is one of the Rape fans, isn't it? Isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that your friend,
Tasha?
Oh, yeah,
Tasha? She's definitely a friend of Rape fans, yeah. Natasha. It's Natasha from England, in case she's listening.
Natasha.
Not from Will. She's from England, and it's Natasha. And her birthday... Natasha is having a birthday on the 20th. She will be 20. So happy birthday,
wow.
Natasha, on the
20th. A young one.
Everybody wish Natasha a happy birthday. So, so her birthday is very close to Sean Douglas, a.k.a. Vargas. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we love Natasha. She's awesome. So, and thank you for
reading. Yeah, Laura also retweeted it. Her Twitter handle is at LuluMama09, and she favored it, too. So there you go.
All right. Oh, look at that.
It's going to be trending soon.
All right. Look at that. Ooh. And, Natasha's, at least today, it's Dazaholic. I can't remember if it's Dazaholic. Oh, dear. I'll have to come back with that in a minute because I always see it all the time. But, you know, sometimes you're not. I don't remember. So
it's, let me grab her. At Dazaholic93. That's Natasha.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess that's the year she was born. Okay. I knew it had a 9 in it, but I can't remember what the other number was. Okay. Cool. All right. Yes, but I'm glad my quote is doing well already. That was fast.
Yeah, it was fast.
Mm.
Is there anything else? I'm gonna bring on Amanda here if we can. I didn't tweet Monday and Tuesday, and I watched them before Wednesday, so I kind of got everything out of order this week.
I liked the Hope and Vargas scenes, although I still think you know, it'd be interesting to see a Kate Rafe Vargas triangle. But I'm totally too right. But
well,
I'm just saying,
she needs to get Vargas yet too. So
that's right. I mean, Kate does like
gotta bag them all.
Or maybe they could just be business partners or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Don't we have
Hope
and Vargas coming up this week, though?
I pretty much like all the Vargas scenes. What?
Yeah, don't we have Hope and Vargas working together this week to find Nick and Gabby?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, you mean we have a chance to lose Nick and Gabby and we're not taking it? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just kidding. You know, I love Blake Barris, and, you know, Camilla's doing a great job. So
well, then let's just Gabby then.
Yeah, this is the week to watch, though. Someone gets shot, and Gabby has a baby, I think, this week, or next.
Thanks to Trisha.
Will get shot? Did I hear that? I saw that somewhere.
Oh. Yeah, Will get shot, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
well, thanks to Trisha, who just tweeted some spoilers in the Rate Fans timeline. Kate's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, so we know it's going to be another awesome day just because of that.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to bring on Amanda.
I don't have anything else.
Okay, let's see Amanda can remind us of something. Amanda?
Hello. Hi.
Hey, sup?
Well, I thought this week was really good, but it was like the week of the dumbasses. It really was. I need to name a few because, first of all, I loved EJ this week. I love how he was just hanging around the hospital with that smile on his face. Because, you know, any reason to look at James Scott. But what I thought was hilarious is both Daniel and Nicole thought they were important enough to EJ that he actually would give a crap about, enough to, like, have Rafe beaten up, like, months later. And, like, narcissistic
really?
Much to Daniel? Daniel's like, oh, please. Daniel, seriously? I'll get on his high horse. I'm going, oh, shut up, you man whore. I just couldn't believe this, people. And Hope. Hope of all people. First of all, the first thing she should have done was Rafe being a cop is look to see if anybody that he put in jail was out on parole. That's what a real cop would do. And I love how Sammy's pointing out all the stuff, and then Gabby's saying all the stuff. Well, after all, EJ didn't marry. He must have done it. I'm going, oh, God, not her, too. And I thought it was hilarious is that Gabby's saying all these horrible stuff about EJ, and I'm thinking back in my head, I'm laughing while I'm watching it because I'm kind of going, dumbass, you're married to a psycho. You're so stupid you can't even see it. Because for a minute, I was kind of like, Gabby had that flashback of Nick. I'm thinking, oh, she's actually going to put her brother first, but of course she didn't. I thought, tell Hope, you know, that's your brother who's your family. You know, say something about Nick. Of course she didn't. And I'm like, for a moment, I'm like, she got a brain cell. And then she didn't. I'm like, oh, come on, Gabby. I was kind of hoping you'd actually get smart again. And of course not. I'm like, oh. It was so frustrating because people were just, like, jumping on the E.T. bandwagon. My favorite scene of stupidity had to be Brady when he's going off about how it had to be E.J. and all this other stuff. And it was how E.J. mentioned, yeah, he still has scars, you know, basically referring when Brady beat the living crap out of him. And I like they did a little nod to that. Because let's be honest, I'm like, he's not really anyone to talk or judge. I mean, come on, he beat the living crap out of E.J. And he pretty much got away with it. Yeah, so I was like, oh, my, these people were so hypocritical this week. And Hope, I wanted to punch her like five different times this week. I didn't like how she was, I did not like how sanctimonious she was. This is from a woman who went to jail for beating up a bunch of guys while she was taking sleeping pills.
I didn't like Hope this week either.
And I really hated the little digs that she was making to Kate. I understand that Caden and her do not have a really bad history. But I wanted Kate to bitch slap her. I just really wanted Kate to beat the living crap out of her. I was, oh, my God. I'm like, who is she to judge anybody? She's so oblivious to Nick and how crazy he is. And she's all judgmental and sanctimonious. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God. She's going to feel so stupid when she realizes what's really been going on in her nose. It's going to make her look
and
so
her,
stupid.
And her little girl is the problem. she's the one who probably caused this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Hope has done her job and actually did a background. She's any money that Ray put away as she was on parole. She would have known this like a day or earlier. So it's kind of like, what? I was laughing at Hope this whole week. I'm going, and the dagger, when that's the hospital, and she's the evil look she was giving EJ while he was there. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, leave the man alone.
Hope attacked EJ too. Didn't she attack EJ? Was it EJ and Brady, or was it just EJ? Didn't he whack him on the head and stole his wallet or something?
That reason alone, she should have said, I can't investigate this, once he became a possible suspect. But, you know, not Salem. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I just love how Eden just doesn't really give a crap what they think. I just love that. He just thinks they're too stupid. What was it EJ said to Brady or something? Was like, my father and I had better things to do than worry about Rafe. I was hysterical. It's like he could care less about Rafe. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, EJ pretty much did everything but dance a jig, though, when he found out about Rafe. You could tell he wanted to spike the football a little bit and do his touchdown dance, but he didn't.
I did have to give him credit, because when she knew that Sammy wanted to go in there and see him, and he was kind of good with the whole thing about having to go in there, and he could have been like, the old EJ 2 years ago would never be like, hell no, you ain't going in there. You know what I mean? You know how he was a few years ago, but anything that came to Rafe. But now it's like, whatever, I don't have to worry. Which I kind of like. Because, you know, it's like, whatever. And I did like, you pointed out earlier about when Sammy told Lucas, the look of Lucas' face kind of about Kate and Rafe was hilarious. Because it's such a Lucas reaction, like he's probably thinking, oh dear God, no. Well, don't forget, I think Rafe and Lucas are like the same age and everything, aren't they? Just about?
Yeah, they're about 40, yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Come on. That's a little weird. Could you imagine?
Well, nobody thinks it's weird when Stefano is 25 years older than Kate. But yet people think it's weird when somebody's 18 years older. The woman's 18 years older? Yeah. But
well,
I can
kid
see
the same
how
age,
that would be
yeah.
weird for... That would be weird for Lucas, for sure. But
yes.
still.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if Rafe ends up becoming a stepdad down the road. That'd be kind of weird and creepy. I'm sorry. I was really like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's true. Well, plus,
yeah.
he has to look at it. What would have been a better way to say it is, or the way, you know, Lucas would have thought of it really is, you know, this is a man that, this is one of my romantic rivals, basically, that my mom's now hooking up with, you know. So...
I do like when Kate realized that Stefano had no idea. She goes, oh, my God, you didn't know, did you?
That was hilarious. Oh, my gosh, Lauren Coslin needs an Emmy. Oh, my goodness. There was some
oh,
great
my God. That whole the scene, just to see the look on EJ's face, Sammy's face,
and then,
Stefano.
And then Sammy's like, who would be an idiot? Who would be that big of an idiot to sleep with you anyway? And she's like, well,
these 20
men did. I was like,
I was drinking water at the time. I was drinking water.
The timing on that
was out.
Impeccable. The comedic timing was impeccable. I just was like dying.
Oh my God!
And the look on Sammy's face. Oh my goodness.
Not to change the subject, because I could talk about that scene all day. But was it just me? Or did anyone think it was weird that how uncaring Nick was about his brother getting nearly beaten to death?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, he was too busy texting.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Both him and EJ were like, oh, well, okay.
Well, EJ,
somebody
you understood.
Did what we wanted to do,
you
basically.
Know?
Yeah.
But his sister, you know, basically his wife is basically crying her eyes out, as Will pointed out. Your wife's in the other room crying her eyes out, and you're texting.
Right, yeah.
And then he's getting irritated that they actually thought he might do it. And I think, what is that line he said about studying your fancy pants boyfriend or whatever the hell he said?
Fancy
I'm like,
pants.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, Will, would you just deck him, please? Please hit him. So please. oh, God. It's like, oh, Nick is getting on my nerves. I love Blake, though. He's a great actor, but oh, my God, mm-hmm. Nick. Seriously. That's why I can't wait for next week. This week, actually, technically. It's kind of like, oh, finally, we're going to just move it along. Yeah, but Gabby this week, I wanted to feel sympathy for her, but she kind of was when I started feeling really bad for her, then she got opened her mouth, started talking, and then I'm like, oh, shut up. You know? Well, if Rafe thinks EJ is a bad person, he must have done it. I'm like, really, that's your logic? Seriously?
Because he's a Demira, he must have done it, yes.
Oh, like, yeah. I love that
but
EJ pointed out. EJ said that, you know. Demira's always get blamed for everything. What happens comes to Brady. I'm like, oh, thank you, EJ, for pointing out the stupidity of this town. I mean, seriously. I just thought, Nicole's like, it's just all my fault. It's because of all this stuff. And I really was getting a little annoyed when she visited Rafe. I don't know how she got in there at all, but just, you know, Dr. Dan let her in. But I thought it was interesting. She's saying all this pimping of Rafe. I'm going, I'm like Rafe when he's with Kate, but other than that, I think Rafe's kind of a dick. So I'm like, stop pimping Rafe. Come on. He's not this, oh, this perfect guy. You know, he stole, you know, basically, I'm so irritated that he kept two
kids. I like
kids
Rafe
of,
a lot better.
You know, EJ,
Kate,
you know.
Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can take him when he's with that. Oh, that's the time I find him a little too, oh my God, sanctimonious is probably it. I can take him with small doses when he's with Kate. She kind of brings out a different quality in him. But he's not this great, wonderful guy that everybody keeps going on about. He's kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still irritated that he got away with basically keeping EJ's son away from him until the kid was dead. It just pisses me off, you know? Because if it was me, I'd be like, I would have ruined Rafe's career. I would have made sure he's lost his badge or something, or Daniel lost his license, but that's just me. I think they got up pretty damn easy, personally.
Yeah, you would think that's what EJ would have done, but...
They're so lucky. You know? For God's sake, he said to Mara, he could have made it happen. I mean, come on. Remember the phone call. God. But, damn, that beating when Rafe got the crap beat out, I'm like, damn, that looked painful. I'm like, oh, my God.
That was very realistic.
Do you ever notice whenever they say someone's going to be beat, it always looks so lame, and they don't have any bleeding at all, and you're like, oh, that was dumb, a waste of time. And this one, that's what
even
I'm
like
expecting.
When Brady got beat up, it wasn't like that.
No, and I'm watching going, damn. Like, oh, my God. I'm like, I did not expect that. I thought it was going to be hit once, and that would be it. But, no, they really went for it. Okay,
I guess they wanted to show that it wasn't just a beating, that the person intended to kill him.
Kill him.
And not just beat him up. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I thought it was a really good week this week. I really did enjoy it.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, especially the week starting off with Kate opening her mouth and then just the fallout from that. It was fantastic.
Oh, it was great.
We've been waiting for that all along. That was besides them being hot together, the one thing we all waited for was the shit hitting the fan.
Mm-hmm.
It finally happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and apparently this coming week, Sammy and Kate have an altercation over a race. So.
Oh, it looks like a physical altercation from the pitchers.
This should be fun.
Sweet!
It really won't last long until they find about Will. Then it's going to be like, holy crap. Poor Kate and Sammy. They're going to be like, what the hell?
How does Will get shot? How does that all work?
Do you want me to talk about it, or do you want to talk about it or not? Sometimes people don't like hearing that stuff. Do you guys mind if I talk about it?
Go ahead. I don't mind.
Well, apparently, Will and Sonny end up following, what's his name, Jensen, I think, is the guy who has Nick and Gabby, to Smith Island, because everybody goes to Smith Island, which is a great place to take a pregnant woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, the cell phones don't work there because I think there's no tower anywhere nearby or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I guess they get there, and the plan is that I guess Jensen leaves or something for a minute, and Sonny gets Gabby out because her being pregnant, they want her to get her out to safety. And I guess Will's there. He's trying to get Nick free. And the guy comes back and he hides, and he's trying to, the guy's going to kill Nick, and he ends up trying to get Nick from being, you know, killed. Although, personally, I'm like, let him die. But I was like, you know, not going to let that happen. And Will gets shot basically trying to keep the guy from killing Nick. And I'm kind of going,
mm-hmm.
oh, Sammy's going to love that.
Yeah.
I can see Kate and Sammy right now. And so that happens. I'm kind of going, oh, I just saw the promo like about, I think, a half hour ago or whatever. And still, every time I see it, I'm like, no! Although Nick did not have the reaction I thought he would have in the promo. He actually seemed upset, which was weird, considering what a complete jackass he's been to Will and to Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? I do know allegedly that, what I've read, that Sonny's supposed to deliver Gabby's baby.
Mm-hmm.
I really
yes,
hope that she'll be...
That.
Yeah. I really, really hope she's not told a bit. I hope she lets Will be part of his own child's life and does the whole Saint Nick crap again, because I'm getting tired of that crap. She seems to be questioning him a lot more the last few weeks, getting a lot more suspicious of his behavior, which is about time, and I'm really hoping she doesn't go the whole whatever, especially after everything they did to try to protect her and the baby, which ends up landing him and Will in the hospital and everything. So I'm kind of going, I don't think it's going to go over well. When they find out, you know, Sammy and Kate find out this happened because of Nick, indirectly, you know what I mean? It's not going to go over well, especially Kate, because she's had it with Nick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Anna?
Yeah. Well, so is the Jensen guy, okay, so Jensen's supposed to be the one that shoots him?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So,
I take it Jensen's this guy that got out of jail.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's
him.
Okay.
So we got Vargas
and the name.
Jensen. I love it that we've got Vargas and Jensen. So I guess when you get out of prison, you just have one name. Is that how that works?
Well, I'd still like to know what the connection is there between them. You know, or I guess we're going to find that out.
I think he's the reason why Nick had some problems in prison.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. Okay,
Vargas
right. And then Vargas was
from.
Protecting him from
yeah.
that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that's why he owed
yeah.
Vargas. Okay.
And the spoilers kind of implied that Will overhears whatever this big thing that happened is before everything goes down.
Oh.
So I'm kind of curious, are we finally going to find out, or at least give him something? Come on, give us something. It's basically, give us something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just annoying me, though. If he doesn't start acting like a human being, or at least giving him a little more dimension, because it's like they're deliberately trying to make him so unlikable that I just find whenever he's on TV, I just want to smack him. So they have to
mm-hmm.
at least explain why, how did he get to be this way? If they don't do that, I think it's a disservice to Blake, you know what I mean, and to the audience. So I'm really hoping they start showing something. I don't want him anywhere near that baby. I don't want him I don't care what happened in that regard. I don't think he's stable enough to be around a child. But
no.
I think they have to explain it, you know?
Yeah.
I would hope that Gabby was a little pissed off that because of Nick's connection to this guy, this whole mess happened. So technically, you know, everything that happened, I mean, she could get killed. The baby could have died because of what happened with Nick and everything. So I'm hoping she'll finally go, you know what? I don't want you near the kid. I'm hoping she actually goes, you know what I mean? If it was me, I would be like,
oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
For real.
I'm like, hell no. I don't think so. But you never know with Gabby.
Yeah.
Think he's not really her thing. I don't know. I kind of like to see her, like, get a little smarten up a little bit.
Well, she could figure out that Nick maybe beat up her brother
maybe.
And stole the muffin from him. Which I
thought
was kind
of
funny.
Beating the crap
yeah.
out of him and stealing the food? I mean, come on, that's just cold.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of a little like, why didn't she say something to Hope, though? She could have said, Hope, I need to talk to you privately and ask Sammy to leave, but she didn't.
Yeah, that was weird.
I thought that too.
I was like, there's no way in hell they would, in a normal situation, of course, this isn't normal. But if they would let the wife of the person that they're accusing of being the you know, the suspect sit in that room, in that room while she's telling her about it. That's so, I mean, that's just, I was like, really? She says to Sandy, you need to leave the room.
I think at the very least, you know, if she starts suspecting her husband might be behind her brother's attack, you think she'd go, you know what, I'm probably wrong here, but maybe we should look into that to Hope. But she didn't even do that. I'm like, this is your brother, okay? You can't even come through for him? I'm like, oh, Gabby, I was just starting to root for you. Come on. That's your brother. He's a little more important than your husband you've known for, like, what, 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
She just, it's kind of hard to feel sorry for her when she's so stupid. It's just that she married a guy she doesn't even know. It's like, come on. Does anyone actually think this marriage is going to last? No, it's not going to.
None of the marriages are going to last.
None of them.
Yeah, Brady and Chris are going to be. Yeah.
But at least if you're going to marry someone, so usually you should know who the person is.
Yeah.
Not.
She thought she knew him.
Yeah.
I did like the fact that Will and Sonny are still think that Nick has something to do with it. Sonny's like, well, he's a computer genius. He could have fabricated the ticket or whatever.
Well, just okay, but here's the thing. Okay, Nick, show us the receipt for the bag of muffins or whatever
muffins.
The hell he brought.
For real.
You know,
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you know, he could show the receipt, the parking receipt, but where's the receipt for, okay, you brought her the same thing. Let's see. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. You brought her the same thing Rafe said he was going to pick her up and bring. Okay, Nick. The bag was not with him at the time, so did that happen before he was going to go get them or after? But you miraculously show up with the same bag of something that, you know, Gabby had asked Rafe to pick up. So show us your receipt for that purchase. I mean, how hard is that?
And you figure the muffin shop,
PD.
Yeah, probably has a surveillance camera, too, so they probably had whoever bought the muffin on videotape. Yeah. So, maybe he isn't as smart as he thinks he is.
Oh, is it that? I don't know which one of you said this guy did. I was kind of zoning out a little bit since said why Will and Sonny didn't go to Hope. Probably because Hope wouldn't look into it. And they probably want to make sure. They probably want to make sure and they look into it themselves before they would bring it to Hope anyway. Because Hope, let's be honest, she'd probably say it's all in their head. She makes an excuse for Nick because that's what she does. And she was like, well, Scott, you know.
Let's face it, too, with this whole mystery prisoner, you know, everybody does business by snail mail nowadays, of course, you know, so the guy brings her in, you know, make sure your mommy gets this letter, okay, well, so nobody else in the entire department could, like, text or call Hope and say, hey, the prisoner was released, and she could say, what prisoner, you know? I mean, you know, really? So, I mean, I guess we shouldn't expect, you know, I mean, this is Days. You know, we got to be realistic here. You know, they got to drive plot. So, but, you know, there was no email trail or anything about this prisoner that she was supposed to be on the lookout for. So I just thought it was funny that it's just that letter or whatever it is in the envelope that, you know, that's the one thing that stands between her and meeting up with this prisoner. I'm like, right. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We gotta.
I'm sure if the whole thing was going to happen next week with Jensen and all that crap, I'm sure Sammy's going to be very understanding this all happened because of clerical error.
Really?
Oh, I can see Hope right now. Really? Seriously, Hope? That's what Kate would say, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she goes, I feel so bad for Kate next week. Between Rafe being in hospital and the medical-induced coma and our grandson.
I know. I feel so sad. Kate's going to be so hard for us Rafe fans. You can tell how much Kate loves him.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I have to, this is probably a horrible thing to say, but when they talked about the swelling on the brain and having to take this medication, my first thought was, but Rafe never uses his brain.
Okay,
maybe that will improve it.
I was like, I'm like, I was this first thing that came to my head. I went, okay, I know you. I like
so
Rafe too,
mm-hmm.
but come on, we have to be. Rafe's kind of like the how Hope is when it comes to investigations.
We've been waiting for this for years.
God,
we were begging for it years ago.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's a little too late.
Kate finally
I know.
See the value in Rafe, but I have to admit, back in the day, I would have made a joke about how can they tell
the brick and everything, remember?
I can say, you know, I probably would have said something sarcastic like, you know, how can they tell he's in a coma or not? His brain waves are the same as they were before.
Right. So,
I
saw that out there about the coma.
But
you can tell the
I'm not going to do that. Because I love Rafe now, because he and Kate are awesome. But I could have said
I love
something.
Rafe.
I'm just saying.
Rafe.
I could have. I didn't, but I could have.
Believe me, there were a lot of comments about Rafe and his brain on Twitter. I was like hysterical.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then one person goes, newsflash, Rafe has a brain. Who knew? And I couldn't stop laughing. I'm going, I shouldn't laugh because I like Rafe, but I'm like, I have to. Because I hated Rafe for so long. I didn't even like him until...
Yeah, I said I like Rafe, but then there's Rafe. It's two different things.
The only other time I liked Rafe was when he had scenes with Will before he was kind of a jerk to him. I used to love those scenes together.
Yeah.
But I did not like Safe. I didn't like, what was it, Carrie and Rafe? Oh, they were boring, like Jennifer. Oh, God.
Oh, Carrie and Rafe, yeah.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
I didn't like seeing Austin look like an idiot. I didn't like that. No. I'm like, okay. And now I kind of like Rafe 80% of the time.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. You know, I just didn't like the way he was acting, like his sister was perfect and that
mm-hmm.
Will took advantage of her and whatever. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
oh, please. Yeah, she pretty
but
much
redeemed him. He's redeemed himself on that, though, I think.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
I did like...
I like the way he, from the very beginning, he's treated Kate with respect and been... always been loving to her and stuff when they're together and they're fun and they're funny and they're all that, you know, so that definitely that relationship brought out another side of him to me, you know?
Yes.
So now, you know, now mm-hmm. we know he's going to be in a coma for a while. So I'm just hoping that Kate has a lot of fantasies. She's waiting
I mean, I like Ray a lot, but the only fear that I have, because he has a habit of doing this, like he did this with Sammy, is that to be with someone, he almost has to, like, they have to live up to his expectations. I just don't want to see Kate have to go through that.
I've loved about them, though. One of the things I've loved about them is that he, from the beginning, from the first night they were talking and got drunk and all that, he, like, validated her. You know, most people were bashing her constantly. Up to that point, she was getting smacked around all day long by everyone. And
mm-hmm.
he comes along, he's like, I know you had to work really hard for everything you had made and built and everything. You know, it's like he really, like, found a way. I mean, he didn't make her feel bad about her seedy past or anything, and he wasn't afraid of Stefano. Even though Stefano had held him captive for however long, months and everything, and, you know, had basically destroyed his life in some ways, I loved that he was not intimidated by Stefano. He didn't care. He didn't care if Stefano knew. In fact, at one point he said, I think it'd be kind of fun for him to know. You know, I think I'd kind of enjoy him knowing about it, you know. Like, he wasn't afraid of it. So I just love that he was there for Kate. You know, he just, the way they've written the relationship and the way Galen chose to take certain things, I really feel like it really added a lot to the layers. I mean, he and Lauren have worked very well together with this story. And so
mm-hmm.
I just think, you know, they've made a lot of great choices along the way. So
I would like to see what happens once he wakes up and see how, now that everybody's out in the open and the relationship's out in the open, how they handle things then.
Yeah.
It's one thing to do it in private.
You know.
I hope that's
the continuation. I mean, I hope that, what I would hope is that, like, she's realizing, oh, my gosh, I'm really in love with this guy. And then when he comes to, he's probably going to be a while, but, you know, he's going to have to figure things out as he comes out of his fog or whatever.
But I hope that the second half of the story is him discovering, finally remembering and discovering that he loves her. So that would be a great story. Now, if they screw it up, I'm not going to be happy. But the actors have done everything right so far, and the writers really have too. I just hope they don't drive this into the ground somehow. So.
Right.
So that was that's my take on it. Anyway.
I'm trying to think what else I was thinking about. Oh, I love Chad and Abby this week. You know, you guys talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
It's only I wish they'd give him more screen time, though. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't get much. It's a shame. I mean, because he's really cute when he's with her and when they're writing him to be funny. They're very cute together. I like them a lot better than I did the first time through, you know. I'm kind of on the fence about, I mean, I like certain aspects of Cameron. I like certain aspects of him. And I almost think that he and Abby click better than Cameron and Abby, although I've kind of been rooting for them, Cameron. I don't know.
I don't really like Cameron.
Yeah. I like the actor seems really, you know, nice and everything. And he's very nice to look at, I have to say, but I don't know, I'm still not seeing enough layers, I guess, for me to be drawn in like I was when Skylar was playing the character.
I'm not a big fan of his acting, so that kind of really turns me off of him. I don't know. I'm not a fan of his acting at all.
Yeah.
I think he's one-dimensional right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to invest in somebody.
I think he's growing into it a little better now. I don't know.
Maybe it's the way the character itself, because, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's pretty to look at. I'll give him that. But if they don't do something, if he doesn't really bring it soon, I think the Days might cut their losses, you know?
Yeah.
Because the character doesn't catch on.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, he's hot. I mean, he's definitely good looking.
Yes.
He's got a nice body. There's no complaints there, but, yeah. I don't know. I think they've had a few cute moments. Mm-hmm. But I just still don't see the chemistry that I saw with Skylar and her. So isn't that just such an odd thing? It can be the same character, but two different actors. And it's nothing against Nathan. He seems like a fine guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll grow into it more. Maybe the writing will be better. You know, maybe they'll develop his character more. They've done a lot already with that, but. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But then on the other hand, remember Chad and Abby were really blah before, and they're actually writing them to be a lot more fun and interesting now. So maybe it's the writing. I don't know. I don't know what to think. But
sometimes if the writers don't really write enough for you, you could be a really good actor, but it's hard to do when the writing's like, ugh. Like, I always feel bad for Casey because they would never really give him anything really meaty half the time. And then they did, they gave him, like, what, one day and that was it? You know, so that was kind of frustrating.
Oh, guys, I completely forgot about this, but I saw this on the internet. Actually, a friend at work showed me this the other day. Did you see where that Dylan kid, the kid that played Will before Chandler Massey was arrested?
Yeah.
I wasn't on Twitter, so I didn't see it on there, but I just saw it on the internet. What was up with that? They showed a big picture of it. It was like Days of Our Lives actor. I'm like, he hasn't been on for a few years, but still.
Yeah, he got busted
like,
for dealing cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah.
Was it out of his house, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, it was out of his house, which is stupid. Like the drug dealers where I live.
Of course, I think they can get a lot of actors for doing cocaine in Hollywood.
Well, the thing of it is,
really.
It's like, what a shame. You wonder if that's why they recast or what. I mean, he's a cute kid. I mean,
could have been.
What?
At that time, Could have been, yeah.
Weren't there some rumors that, according to Brian, said something about how he didn't remember his lines really well? I think he did. I remember back then he said he had really trouble remembering his lines or something. And
who said that? I can't remember.
I think that was Brian DiTillo, I think, said something like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Well, maybe that was why. I don't know. That's a shame,
I'm glad
though.
They recast it, though. I'm glad
what
they recast him, though.
Oh, yeah, because Chandler's been great. But, it's a shame, though, to see what's happened to somebody. Or they could allow that to happen to themselves.
Yeah, yeah, true. I mean, I don't know why I would want to sell drugs for, but that's just me. Wow. To really downward slope to do that.
Yeah. So, shame. Anyway, yeah, that just popped into my head. I had forgotten to mention that earlier. Like I said, I didn't even see it on Twitter. It just somebody at the office was like, hey, did you hear about this? I'm like, oh, wow. So, interesting. But, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, but I don't know. I can't think of anything else this week.
No. Yeah, I have a good time to call it quits for the night.
Yep. Alrighty. Well, some ladies. Oh, no, yes. I think Kenneth's out of town this weekend. I think he said he was going out of town.
Ah, okay. We'll have to make it up for us next week then.
Yeah.
Alright.
Bye. Bye, Marianne.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, Amanda.
Bye.
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 Bye.